השם יצמח במבקשי השם יתעללו בשם קודשו יתעללו בשם קודשו יצמח למבקשי השם יצמח למבקשי השם.
קטע מתוך מאמרו של רבש.
A lesson from Rabash. Where's the blessing who made a miracle for me in this place, in the work? When a person always looks during the ascent at the state he was in while in descent, meaning how he felt during the descent, he can make a distinction as in as the advantage of the light out of darkness. And he already has new kelim in which to receive joy and be thankful to the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, that a person should bless. Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place, meaning in the place where he is now, during the ascent, since there cannot be an ascent if there was no prior state of descent. Again, when a person always looks during the ascent at the state he was in while in descent, meaning how he felt during the descent, he can make a distinction, as in the advantage of light out of darkness. And he already has new kelim in which to receive joy and be thankful to the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, that a person should bless. Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place, meaning in the place where he is now during the ascent, since there cannot be an ascent if there was no prior state of descent. A workshop question: how does each one now take his present ascent, or our present ascent, with his previous deficiency, and increase the deficiency at the time of ascent precisely to another deficiency for the greatness of the Creator? Again, an active workshop question. How does each one take now our present ascent with his previous deficiency and increase the deficiency at the time of the descent precisely to another deficiency for the greatness of the Creator?
Well,
that's the question I like best, most meaningful one. Yesterday, there was a day of practical inner work, a very special day. The exercise was very clear, and I see that thanks to this exercise, I spent the entire day in the state of ascent, because each time I returned to that thought, I was trying to think, how is it like in descent, in this connection, when there is no importance, and when you begin to do these actions, you don't want to be in that. However, you can, you do what you can, prayers for the friends, read something, and you see that the whole day through, you're ascending, not disconnected. Also, my ears and eyes opened to these texts that I've known for almost 15 years already. There were some bombs there, bombshells, that's impossible to describe.
Yes, it was a special day. In the daily article, I was in a very noisy place at work, but I had the earplug on in, but I couldn't quite hear. I heard one word, then I couldn't hear three words. There was some event there with music and everything. It was interesting to see. I told them I have problems in my ear, and that's why I have these earplugs. But the thought was very much felt, because indeed there were many special meetings, and also in the Zooms it was kind of warm. So we need to gather all of this for today, Friday, and really...
It turns out that in our work, everything that happens in life, everything can become fuel. Instead of just dealing with states, you need to turn to the center of the group and turn it into a connection with the Creator.
It's another opportunity to start learning how the effort to do what the Kabbalist explains, it's another opportunity to start rising above this auto mode of our thoughts and emotions of this world, to rise above reason. An inner relation. Yesterday, I also ran across someone who had muscular dystrophy, like our friend who recently passed away had that. He died here, so this guy has his muscle dystrophy and he, degeneration. He describes what it's like, all of his emotions, what is it like that everybody depends on you, you depend on everyone, and this whole feeling that you become like a burden on the world, and how suddenly he had a switch when out of the greatest darkness he somehow started to see things in the opposite way, in an inner way, and then he started to feel the deficiency and the fulfillment and all of the Kabbalistic concepts that we're familiar with. So we really need to rise above the external attitude or relation to the world. Well, that's it.
I need to determine that my life is inside the 10 to make that kind of effort now as we enter the lesson, so that specifically from our connection to the sources, to the higher degrees, from that we draw all these states that we went through yesterday and we dedicate them to the Creator. It all comes from the Creator for our advancement. Everything that happened to us from yesterday through to now was preparation for this lesson that we're entering together. And we should sanctify all these states as coming from the Creator for the sake of our development and advancement.
And
we will make an effort in the demand for avud between us, and all these states ultimately beget a new feeling of necessity.
A second question for a workshop: how, by in this action, we connect between us so that there would be an ascent from the ascent, an impression from the descent, and all in all, a demand for the greatness of the common Creator. Again, how in this action we connect between us so that we would have an impression from the ascent, an impression from the descent, and all in all, a demand for the common greatness of the Creator.
That's exactly what I wanted to say about the previous question. It was in my mind all day yesterday. A person can't do what Danny said. A person always remains stuck in his circle. In some point in his circle, but still, it's very, he's hemmed in his circle. It's the qualities he received from above. He'll never move an inch from there. But through integration between us, I can see how a friend is in descent, or a friend can see me in descent, and from that state, let's say I see a friend in descent and I'm in an ascent, I can somehow integrate with it and incorporate the way he feels and how his importance has gone down, and I need to try to absorb it somehow, not that it'll move me down, but to have this kind of work together, and by that it helps that we're different from one another.
Well, indeed, it was a special day yesterday. I think that the answer to this question is the practice of yesterday, because one of the discernments was that everyone is working. Rav also talked about it in the lesson, that if one person will do something correctly, all the others will feel it. And that reciprocity in this action, if you will try to actually implement it, it will be very much felt in this positive field that we will create between us. This was one of the things that we felt yesterday, that everyone was making an effort. Rav, can we be this way always? In joining the previous descent and all kinds of questions to the ascent to the right place, to the right, to the present state. And then we will always be in a non-stop ascent. How do we do that? Always. That's one thing. And the other thing is, how in that do we fit in the group where each one elevates his impression from the lack of the greatness of the Creator to now, when he can ask for the greatness of the Creator. He is in it, but he nevertheless asks for more. So, how can we be in this non-stop work, each one of us and all of us together? Go ahead.
So this continues what I began saying. Yesterday I felt that even in a natural way, the work begins to be also on the friends in this attempt to depict the friend in a state of descent and to try to elevate him from his state of greatness and to ask for one another to try to succeed in doing these things. Our common effort, I think, is what's most important here. And I noticed that the things that develop here most of all are gratitude and fear. Those are the two things, the two elements that allow this practice or are perhaps built by this process.
La 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 la.
We'll be opening the writings of Baal Sulam. We'll be reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll do a review of items 30 through 49.
But because on Friday, usually we have a repeating the previous materials, you can ask all of the questions about what we learned recently, about the topics, all the materials, so feel free. Also, by what you tried to do yesterday throughout the day, some effort, and you succeeded or did not succeed, what to do about it, all of these things, you can scrutinize them Friday, today.